Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Valentine's Day. This is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen here for Wednesday, the 14th of February, with my Valentine. Jay, will you be my Valentine?
I will. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy. You notice I didn't ask James to be my Valentine, not my cup of tea.
James.
Somebody will. You can ask him.
I'm taken anyway. Don't worry about it.
Ah, that's right.
It's not just about romantic relationships.
No, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, like, love is in the air, and there are all kinds of different love connections to love. There used to be a TV show, right, called The Love Connection, I think. Wasn't there? There's always stuff. The Bachelor.
That sounds familiar. I have no idea what it was.
Yeah, no, I think there is. There's going to be a new Bachelorette. Old-timer. What do they call the old Bachelor that they had on last year?
Oh, Golden Bachelor?
Golden Bachelor. So now there's going to be a Golden Bachelorette. So we don't have anybody on this program that could apply for that. That'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. The ratings on that show were the best of any Bachelor show, any Bachelor series that they ever had. And so, of course, they're going to milk it and find some woman who's going to chase some old codger around to see if that is, I don't know, do you feel good about watching old-timers make love, kiss? I guess
to each their own. Yeah, I'm not the target audience for reality television anyway, but I believe that that's kind of how the Bachelor franchise always went. They would do one, and then it's like one of the runner-ups or one of the people who just like had a big fan base but didn't win, didn't get that final rose or whatever, becomes the next one, and then it just kind of keeps going.
Goes from there, right.
Yeah.
Henry David Thoreau, who grew up in my neighborhood, said there's no remedy for love but to have more love. And this is a perfect time thinking about all the things that are going on in our country, going on around the world. Love is in the air. Hopefully we can find a lot of that stuff to think about today and beyond. Going back to the origins of Valentine's Day itself, it was actually a feast for the patron saints that were all, there were a bunch of them named Valentine. Catholic Church grabbed the pagan festival as usual. That's what they were great at. any festival where people were worshiping false gods, false idols, that grab them. Let's make that ours. So that's what happened. The first one was paying homage to the Roman god of agriculture, whose name was Faunus. There was a goat and a dog that were sacrificed, and then they would involve, they'd skin the goat and tear it up into strips and dip it into the blood of the goat.
Ugh.
And they'd paint it on women. Great. There you go.
Can you see
that happening? Yeah, well, that's it, see? So the blood, that's the thing. That's really good. We ought to remind people about that. The reason that the color for Valentine's Day is red is because of the blood of the goats that they used to sacrifice as the Valentine's Day patron saint. They didn't want to kill the patron saint, so they killed the goat instead. So this started about 270 A.D., And then there were a lot of different stories about a guy named St. Valentine. It was originally called St. Valentine's Day. There were a number of them, actually. During the 1400s, the day was associated with romance and messages of romance. And so Valentine's began to appear. I don't think the Hallmark Company was around until the mid-1800s, though, right?
They kind of joined in on it. But I feel like Sweetest Day is the one that Hallmark had more of a hand in creating.
Yes, right. Now, they didn't create the modern-day Valentine's celebrations. The token of affection, though it's come a long way since killing a goat, and the blood on the women was supposed to make them fertile, I think, right? Wasn't that the idea? Make them more fertile?
Well, and yeah, so it was all about reproducing, or else what were you good for?
Mm-hmm. Right. So, do you love Valentine's Day, or would you just as soon leave it? A question that a lot of people think it's overdone. Think every day should be Valentine's Day. You should, okay, so today we associate it with romance and celebrations of love. But as I just pointed out, it hasn't always been that way.
Yeah, you should always do nice things for each other just throughout the year. Little tokens of your affection, speak each other's love language. Go out on dates anyway, but I feel like Valentine's Day to go out on a date is just, it is too much. I have not been out since the world shut down with the pandemic and everything, but like for Valentine's Day, I should say. I actually haven't been out to eat on Valentine's Day in over a decade because the one and only time my husband and I actually went out to dinner for Valentine's Day when we were dating was such a miserable time. It's like they bring extra tables and they bring extra chairs and you are basically
It's commercialized.
Blind date with other couples. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's uncomfortable. It is chaotic and overstimulating. And it's just like, we will stay home and cook dinner and then we will go and on a date night other nights.
Yeah, well, any night can be. That's what I'm saying. It ought to be something that works year-round. It's a good impetus, I suppose, for it. But it becomes like a lot of other things. So it went from being a pagan holiday to a religious holiday. Now it's a commercial holiday. It's all about giving chocolates or giving flowers or buying presents.
Yeah.
And,
little tokens of your affection. I feel like something, a present means so much more when it's not given on a holiday, when it's just a, hey, I saw this, it made me think of you, I feel like you would really like this, here you go, kind of situation. Also, I hate getting flowers. I'm allergic to them. If you were going to get me a bouquet of something, please get me a bouquet of balloons. I love balloons.
Balloons. I wonder how many people have gotten balloons today. Let's post on our various social media, whether it be Facebook or Instagram or X, what people think. Do you love today? Is it a special day, or do you just think, like Jay does, every day should be a day for a rose?
Mm-hmm.
We've idealized the love image. This is, so it's cool to have a show of affection today, but why don't you have a show of affection every day? And are you in a good relationship? Maybe today's a good time for you to examine your relationship and find out whether it's a loving relationship or whether it's a blurred sort of a thing. The people, the idea of love.
I think there's no wrong answer.
What do you mean? To the question about whether you love it or you don't love it?
There's no wrong answer. It's if you love today, that's awesome. If it's not your thing, that's okay, too.
Yeah. I don't think we should wash away the idealized notion about love, but I also think that you can use this time to think about what your relationship is really all about. There are very few people I know who are in a good relationship. I mean, good, like, all the way around. There's always something, and the stuff gets to the obstacles to having the long-lasting love that sometimes we talk about here. I love to talk about some of these people who have weathered. What was it? We had somebody the other day we were talking about that was 80 years or something married. I'm betting that they were pretty conscious of their relationship every single day. Otherwise, they wouldn't have lasted for 80 years. Anyways, but it may not be as Jay suggested for everybody. It may be just something silly Or maybe it is a time for you to ask yourself, what's my relationship all about? What's it all about, Alfie? Remember that? You probably don't remember that song or that movie.
Not.
But yeah. What's it all about, Alfie? Yeah, that's pretty close. So, you know, what I remember doing when I was a youngster, I used to make things. Valentine's Day wasn't for boyfriends and girlfriends, at least when I was young. I mean, talking about maybe fifth, sixth grade, used to make things. This may sound sad, and it's not meant to be. I don't know what the right word is desperate. My mother was not in a position to be particularly good at mothering, let's put it that way. And so I would try to gain her favor. I'd make things and give it to her or to my second mother. And that was it was a cool thing. And, well, I don't know, it was appreciated, or it seemed to be appreciated. So we have Valentine's Day today. We have Ash Wednesday as well. How many people are going to, is there a celebration here? I'm not sure that that's the right word and acknowledgement. Yesterday was Mardi Gras, right? And everybody, according to the legend, once again, a sort of Catholic holiday. Now we've got Lent starting. Are we giving up things? The old tradition, maybe when you were, probably has gone away, giving up things for Lent. I don't pay much attention to that, but I remember it was a big deal when I was a kid. Did you ever give up stuff for Lent?
No, my religion, it wasn't a thing. I grew up Lutheran, and so
right,
we still do Ash Wednesday, go get the ashes and everything on our forehead. But as far as giving anything up for Lent, it's not unheard of for anybody who is a Lutheran to do so, but it's not a common practice.
Yeah. All right. But for those of you who do, it's one of the trending things. Valentine's Day. I was looking at the trending list for Valentine's Day. Let's see what it is. Jewelry. That's something we haven't talked about. Jeans. Buying clothing. All right. Well, anyway. So I guess acknowledging it's Ash Wednesday, that's cool, and Valentine's Day as well. This is a good day. We acknowledge every day. It's 18 after the hour.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's now 23 after the hour on the Wednesday, February 14th Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner to celebrate a revelation from Katy Perry. That's what we... There's all kinds of social media lists today, all kinds of trending lists because it's Valentine's Day, but there's always the celebrity list, and Katy Perry is on it, and we're going to find out what the shocker is in just a moment, to be revealed in just 60 seconds, boys and girls.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Familiar tune. Katy Perry has been, what did you tell me? She's had 4 million downloads on one song. What was the size? This one here?
This song has almost 4 billion views on YouTube.
4 billion?
4 billion.
Woo! No wonder people like her. No wonder she's attracted people who are doing these American Idol kind of shows want to have her on. Matter of fact, she's been on American Idol for what? 3, 4 years? 5 years? How long has Katy Perry been on American Idol? Trying to remember when it all started. I think I follow American Idol more than I do any of the others. She's on with Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie, right?
I feel like they do a better job promoting things, but she's been on for 7 years. Seven years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, not much longer. She is now leaving American Idol. She talked about what she was doing. This is the last one that she wants to do. at least for now. Kind of, she left the door open, though, didn't she? Kind of.
Yeah. If there happens to be a time where maybe they want to invite her back or she wants to approach them again. But right now, she's been busy. She was doing American Idol. She wrapped up a 2-year residency in Vegas, and she wants to work on new music and then tour with the new music. So she's going to have a lot of stuff going on.
So what do you think of her? Do you like her? Do you think she's great? Is she the best around?
I like her music. Mm-hmm.
Well, do you like her? Does she come across to you as being a genuine article, as being somebody that you'd like to have as your bestie or somebody you could be friends with? Or how do you view her as a human being, Katy Perry?
I would be interested in knowing her on a personal level. I think that she seems like she has a lot of energy, and sometimes she's one of those celebrities that I feel like is a little bit more, quote unquote, on when they're on, and why would you not be? Most people are. Sometimes it can be a little bit too much, but I think she has. There's been a lot of times that she's made me laugh. I think she's cute and funny, but I really like her music.
Who's she married to? I was trying to remember. Is it
Orlando Bloom?
With? Ah, okay, right. All right, are they happy? They have children and that kind of stuff?
I don't know them personally. I'm not sure.
To be Valentine's Day would be good for them. Well, yeah, but
I'm sure. They seem like they're fond of each other.
Yeah, good. Okay, that's cool. Anyway, so she is on the road again. So who's a good replacement for her? That's what I was thinking. They have two men and a woman, so who would be a good replacement?
Yeah, who would be a good one?
That's something to think about, right?
Bringing it down.
Put some energy behind that, yep. All right, 28 after the hour here in the Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience sit, stay, down, and come. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever word you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, "Hey guys, puppy up," and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. It's the number one most proven weight loss system. How did it all come about?
Back in 1997, our owners created a supplement based on collagen that was good for healing. It was for arthritis. It was for sleep. Well, they noticed that it also helped with weight loss. So it turned into a weight loss supplement. Everybody was wanting to lose weight, just like today.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack, and it's perfect for Valentine's Day. So check that out. That's not only got Calitrin, but it's also got some other supplements that target specific needs. So check that out and see if that's something that you would be interested in. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Jobloss.com is the website, Liz.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In January, inflation slightly surpassed expectations. Recent government data reveals that the Consumer Price Index increased by 0.3% last month, reflecting higher expenses for goods and services for Americans. The Senate has approved a $95 billion aid package featuring significant allocations for Israel and Ukraine. Despite passing with a 70-29 vote, its prospects in the Republican-controlled House remain uncertain. The NYPD is sharing images of two suspects involved in the fatal subway shooting at Mount Eden Station Monday. Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny.
Once the groups come together on the train, there's a verbal dispute that quickly leads to a physical fight. As the train is pulling into the station at Mount Eden, one round is fired inside of the train car.
A 35-year-old man who was an innocent bystander was killed in that shooting, while five others sustained injuries. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
If you shouldn't get away, I mean, if something should keep us apart, wherever they put you, and wherever I'll be, I want you to know that. Kiss me. Kiss me as if it were the last time.
My God, what a heartbreaker that movie is. It really is. Talk about get your emotions wrapped around it. No matter what your age, Casablanca is a movie for you to see. And maybe Valentine's Day is a good day for it. It's certainly about romance, among other things, and intrigue. Like, it was a well-written movie. And the producers of it thought, and I say this, I think, frequently when I talk about Casablanca, that it was going to be a stiff. It was just a throwaway movie that Humphrey Bogart made, and then it was one of the most successful movies of the year, I think.
Wow.
Is it 1939, 1940, somewhere in there it was made? No, it was during the war, I think it was made. kind of a wartime movie, in fact. All right, so there's a tone setter, if you will, for a conversation for Valentine's Day and the Good Day program. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner. The COVID-19 isolation advice has changed. Whoopee! Wow, this is the news media is, as usual, making way too much of this because most people have already changed their guidance. They have their own guidance. It's not like you didn't have, I love this. The government thinks that it's almighty, all-powerful, all-influencing, right? Well, remember all the times during the almost 3 years of COVID? Well, according to CDC guidance, it's, we're following CDC guidance because we don't have a brain in our head and we couldn't think it through. Today, you don't have to follow, those of you who follow the CDC, good for you. The guidance for people who test positive for COVID-19 has changed, so you don't have a five-day isolation. COVID, it's nothing. You don't have to stick around.
You don't have to isolate at all?
Nope. Wow. So what does that tell you about all of this huzzarai over the last 3 years about people and what they did, what they were cowed into doing? Hindsight's 2020, obviously, but this was the most overwrought, overcharged, overdone episode in my life. And I would say probably in the history, the modern history of the planet, the way that people dealt with this sort of thing and how, you know, I mean, there certainly were a lot of folks who died because of it, but there were many more people who you thought they died of it, and they didn't really. And
getting how masks. It gets people differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Exactly. That's the point.
I've had it thrice, and it hit me differently each time. And to be honest, I isolated, and even just this the most recent time, I did the additional 5 day isolation, and or not the additional 5 day. I isolated until it was for 5 days while I was sick, and then I still wore a mask around people for a couple extra days just in case. But more than anything, it's because even though it didn't hit me as hard this last time, the second time I had it, it was the worst thing I've ever experienced. That I would wish that on nobody. And if I did end up getting somebody sick or giving somebody my COVID germs and they got as sick as I was, I wouldn't be able to forgive myself. It was truly awful.
It was certainly the idea of it passing from one to another through the air. That was something that was true. I'm looking at an article in today's Washington Post, Jay. The updated guidelines suggest isolation is unnecessary once you have been fever-free for 24 hours. So how long does the fever last? Again, it's different, as Jay is suggesting. Some people had it for a day. Some people had it for a week. Long
some people
COVID
don't have
with
a
some
fever
people.
At all.
Yeah, right. Yep. And it's so closely aligned with the flu and RSV. There are lots of people who have, you know, again, even inside the CDC, this is an argument that's been going on for a long time because there are some people who are thinkers in there, but they were, you know, they were sort of put off to the side. The people who didn't get along or go along with what Fauci said or some of these other people who went way over the top for whatever the reason. The number of people who are dying from COVID once they get into the hospital is down to 6%. And it was, what was it during? Well, again, you can't really tell from the old, from the original, because everybody was dying, right? That was it. Anybody who died, there was COVID. They died of COVID.
There were people who were already dying on something, or they were already in hospice care, and then they contracted COVID, and they died with COVID, not because of COVID, and then COVID was put as the cause of death. And I think more than anything, it's just because there was so much uncertainty about it, and people didn't know. I was terrified of it because I'm a hypochondriac. I'll acknowledge that, but also I do get sick a lot. And I don't have good health, so I do have certain things. But I think there was just so much questioning about it that caused that kind of continued and led more of the fear was the fear of the unknown, as opposed to
that
the flu
it.
Itself. Like, yeah, like the flu. If you have the flu, don't go to work. Stay home. Nobody wants your germs. But
Exactly.
We just say you're homesick and just avoid people. Or how often have you been around somebody who has a cold and you typically would hug them upon seeing them, but they're like, oh, don't hug me today. I have a cold. You don't want these germs. It's perfectly normal.
Yeah, it really is interesting to see people and their reaction. The people that are tough guy, big tough guy. I got a cold, but I'm going to work. And no, probably that's not going to be the sign of you being a tough guy. It's going to be a sign of you being stupid and thoughtless. Not that you look at it that way. I know that people think, oh, I got to go. The boss needs me. I got to get to work.
It did used to be enforced.
Right.
I feel like that was a good thing that came from COVID, that if you are sick with anything, it was just stay home. You don't need to come in. Where prior to COVID, it was, oh, you have the flu. Sorry for your luck. Get in here.
You know, what the CDC recognized, interesting in this article in the Post, in making the recommendations, what they acknowledge is that people are not willing to do what they had to do before. I always said that if this thing came back at you, and Ken Kronhaus and I talk about this on Good Day Health, I said to him, people are not going to do what they were told to do, required to do before, because they realized that it didn't do what the government said was going to happen, would take place. If you stayed home, you know, everybody would be safe and no.
But not everybody was forced to stay home. That's the thing. There was no across-the-board unity one way or the other.
Some states were different.
Some counties were different. Tennessee, Davidson County shut down where Nashville is, and Shelby County shut down where Memphis is. All of the surrounding counties were essentially business as usual. And those are also very transient places. So there are a lot of people living and working in one county and then still traveling to other counties, or living in one county that was shut down, but you still had to travel to a different county because that's where you worked.
So the suggestion, the acknowledgement from the people in the CDC is that even though the science points to there still being a problem, the warnings accomplish nothing anymore because nobody will listen to you. And I think that's the bottom line. There is not going to be another one of these, no matter whether there is or there isn't, because people are not going to pay attention to it because they know it was overcooked in the first place. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of being overcooked, so the Republicans in the House yesterday went back to looking at Mr. Mayorkas and decided, okay, we're going to get him. So, as most of you probably know by now, the House took the step, and this is pretty, I don't think this has ever been done before for somebody who was in the cabinet. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who is absolutely clueless. I think he's the worst of the worst. But to waste time to try to get him out of office, hello, the election is in 10 months, right? 9 months? So, if there's an election, there is an election, and it's likely that Biden won't be reelected, so this guy's out of a job anyway. You know how much time it takes? They have a whole department. They'll be wasting millions of dollars. So I fault the Republicans. And Johnson seemed to have some common sense when it came to this, as with many other things. But the rest of them, who are so hell-bent on doing whatever they can to waste the public's money and to go after the guy is useless. He's done a horrible job. He sucks at his job. Okay, we can all pretty much agree on that. The Bidenites don't agree. But here's a guy who says, well, there's not really a problem. Huh? What? There's no problem? What's the matter with you? Of course there's a problem. And you've helped to create it. But to impeach him, it'll probably die in the Senate anyway, so I'm getting worked up on it. I mean, just
but still, it's just,
oh my
there's
God.
So many, like, it feels like just impeach.
Problems.
Across the board. Yeah. Everybody is always just throwing that in. Like, it's just easy to do anymore. Just impeach.
Yeah. It will, if Trump gets reelected, I guarantee you, the first week he's president, somebody's going to try to impeach him. Because that's the way these...
It already happened. We're already trying to go after him to figure out some way to say, deem him disqualified from taking the election and becoming the president.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy. All right, it's time for us to wrap ourselves around that wonderful experience you're going to have in Las Vegas. Took a little time off for that over the holidays in Las Vegas. The folks at 541 Travel had something else that they worked on, and so they didn't have these last-minute trips that now they have. So listen up, folks. If you heard me last year talking about 541 and the free nights in Las Vegas, those are back. And those of you who are new to the program, this is how this works. You don't have to do anything but pick up the phone and call 800-419-3684. 800-419-DUG. Call that number right now and mention... they know it's me that you're calling on that number. So give them the old 1-2. I want two nights, and I want to go like next week or next month or whenever it is. So if you want to go to Vegas, enjoy a show, or go to the buffets, whatever it is that you like doing there, you get 3 days and two nights without having to pay for it. All you have to do is call 800-419-3684. Am I reading that number too quickly? I suppose maybe sometimes I do these a little fast because I get all upset, excited about this kind of a deal. You win no matter what. All you have to do is call the number. Be the first 10 because they have 10 operators so you can get to your... Nobody wants to leave a message. Nobody wants to get a call back. Nope. So call right now. No purchase is necessary. Call 800-419-3684 and have a good time on Doug, right? For a good time, call 800-419-DUG and go to Las Vegas free.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Progressive presents Flo and JD announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa! And he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
You know, talking about Valentine's Day and Valentine's Week, the folks at Calitrin are here. 3 months of Calitrin just for you. 3 months of Calitrin for your significant other. Yeah, two. You get the two. It's called a couple's deal. And so you want to lose weight and keep it off, all you do is Top Loss. Go to toploss.com, the website, and order the fabulous Valentine's Day thing. Couples Week. Get the couples pack at toploss.com. All right, is that a good deal? Sounds like it makes sense to me. 10 before the hour now here on the Good Day program.
I-
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now 53 after the hour, the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, Food, Farm, and Family Time, which you can catch up with the Food Farm Family download, if that's what you want to call it, at foodfarmfamily.com, focusing on Mardi Gras and yesterday all of the food that we were going to give up for Lent. Well, today, the focus, at least as we begin here, is the cost of eating out, which is appropriate for Valentine's Day because there are so many people that are going to eat out today. The cost of eating out going up, 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 and up. So are you thinking twice before you go out for a fancy dinner? Probably not today, but tomorrow you might. As a matter of fact, the cost of dining out last month was up 5% over what it was in January of 2023. That's 5%. Normally, the average has been over, previous years, it goes up about 5/10 of a point. 10 times that, though, last month. And the cost of groceries going up, that's modified just a little bit. The cost of groceries last month up about a little bit more than 1% over last year at the same time. But if you look at the last couple of months, it's only gone up like a half a point. So inflation and what's going on in the commodity market, grocery stores, that does affect, obviously, the whole inflation rate.
So inflation is still over 3%. The government wants it to be below 3%, but the restaurant prices and the grocery prices are why it is where it is. Now, is it a problem because they have labor issues? Yeah. States that raise their minimum wages.
Too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's labor costs. 22 states went up to, what was it, $15 an hour, I think, for the most part. California's going up to 16. Of course they are. As a matter of fact, some restaurants in some states have been told the employees have to get paid $20 an hour.
Mm-hmm. And some places that's not being enforced, they are choosing to do so.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so McDonald's, a lot of pressure on them because they try, obviously, to be the cheapest. And so what's that going to do to the food that you get? The food, for the most part, is crap anyway. So how much is it going to be more crappy under the circumstances? What do they do to the hamburgers? Put more soy in the hamburgers? There's hardly any meat there anyway, according to people that
I talk to. Oh, my goodness. And that's another one of the allergens. So I feel like we've been talking about a lot of recalls recently due to undeclared allergies and all of that. And soy is another allergy that is on the rise or a significant intolerance. And that is in everything, absolutely hidden in nearly anything that is pre-cooked, pre-made, anything that you might pop in the microwave or in the oven from the freezer section. It's everywhere.
So Wendy's, Domino's, Taco Bell, they're all going up on their prices, and they'll get some resistance, I suppose. But if all of the cheap outfits, if all of the fast food joints go up in prices, so that means if you're going out for the low-income consumer who goes out for that stuff, they're going to pay more. There's plenty of evidence that suggests if you go to the grocery store, take a little bit of time, buy some quality food, bring it home and cook it yourself, it'll be cheaper than going to these restaurants, to these low-end restaurants. And it's better for you, obviously. People say, well, I can't afford to. Yeah, yes, you can. If you're smart about it, you care. You know, the other side of it is that there are some of the other, you know, like Applebee's and, what is it, the 99, that have $6 margaritas. I don't know, what does a margarita usually cost? Is the $4 last year? I don't know.
I guess it depends on Starbucks, what tequila they're using.
I suppose. Starbucks is the big, they keep, what is it with Starbucks? Why do people pay that much money for, they've increased their prices in the last 2 months 4%. And people still line up. Every time you see a Starbucks, there are people lined up around the corner. It's like going to Chick-fil-A. It's Chick-fil-A, right? Chick-fil-A. I've never seen anything like, every time you go by a Chick-fil-A, the cars are lined up around the block. Whatever they've got is really, they got something. They really do. But their prices are gone. Everybody's prices are going up. So how much people continue to go out, I think, will be the issue to watch for, because these companies, you know, they're, unless you're working and you're on the road or something, like the other day when I was in Dallas, you know, you go out for something quick to eat. But people are going to be choosing, and I think it's not a bad thing to eat at home. Have a good meal at home. All right, so anyway, that's the update on inflation at the restaurants. 59 after on Good Day.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.